The first order of business is for our speakers meeting is to introduce Rob Turner, who will give us an update on Bookshare and other related technical improvements.
Okay, thank you, Steve.
Can you go around and select that my mic went dead again?
Oh, the Braille Challenge too, yeah. John Ross. John, are you going to
describe the process?
Okay.
Use the other microphone because this one's not.
Oh, yeah, this one's working.
Yeah, Steve. John, if you could describe the process by which people contribute to the Braille Challenge this time.
Okay, for those of you wishing to give to the Braille Challenge, there's no set amount, you know. You just give what your heart feels, you know. And you can find us out at the exhibit hall. We will.
Okay, we decided in the board meeting that we would have people pay their dues at the fudge table. And that we would, not pay their dues. We're selling fudge for, is it two bags for five or three? Two bags for five. We're asking everybody who buys fudge if they'd like to make an additional contribution to the Braille Challenge. If you want to stop by and contribute to the Braille Challenge and not buy fudge, that is also an option. You're not required to buy fudge. We thought we would get a wider circle of CCB to contribute to the Braille Challenge by linking it to the fudge table. Hold on. We have at least two people who want to comment.
If you could raise your hand, only because I can't see who's speaking, that would be great.
No, I just wanted to say, I think that's a decision. I mean, people, my gosh, if they've got money to contribute to the Braille Challenge and they want to do it here, it seems kind of strange that we wouldn't just go ahead and say, yes, let's take the money. I mean, I think the getting it at, certainly doing the fudge table is great too, but I don't think they should be mutually exclusive.
And I'm not a member, but actually, I wondered when you were going to tell us because you wouldn't have got our money.
I'm sorry. In which case, I'd like to. Maybe you could go around the room, John, and collect for the Braille Challenge, and also.
No. Here's the thing. Let Lena do the thing, and at the end of our meeting, before the other meeting, everybody can take John.
Okay. The suggestion was that we have our presentations, and at the end of the meeting, John can collect for the Braille Challenge, and also for those who wish to pay dues. Yes. Well, yeah, the end of the meeting here, and he'll be at the table. So I want to go on to Rob Turner, who's going to talk about Bookshare.
Okay, here we. Thank you. Here, now we'll give this a try. I think it's. I've got some exciting, what I consider to be exciting news. I really believe that our Braille files, our BRF files, are going to be quite significantly improved. We've just had a recent update. We call it, well, I guess the version number doesn't really matter. But it was interesting. One of our longtime members from Chicago was able to pinpoint something that was happening that we were kind of getting a handle on but not quite understanding. And it turns out that the files, the file that's translated, that file often had extra spaces around punctuation marks. So, for example, sometimes there might be a period, but the there would be a space between the end of the sentence and the period, or it might be that an opening or a closing parentheses might have a space after the opening parentheses or maybe before the closing parentheses, things like that. And so what we, what our engineers were able to do is they're able to have one additional step before the translation took place to eliminate these spaces. And of course, in Braille, one of the things that would happen, you know, sometimes people will actually take their Braille note taker and they'll have it read the BRF file as a, you know, with speech, which is a strange way to do it. But of course, when they did it that way, they'd have a lot of extra whirs and wases and disses and, you know, all those punctuation symbols that weren't quite in the right position. And so, as I said, as of our recent update, this has been corrected, and I can say from my own experience that the files are a heck of a lot cleaner now as far as the BRF, so very, very pleased about that. Another exciting development is, after many years of working at it, our director of content acquisition has finally gotten Penguin Books to sign on to the list of publishers, and within the next couple of weeks, as far as we know, it's looking pretty good. There, we're going to be adding 17,000 books, Penguin Books, to the collection. So we're going to go from 130,000 almost 131,000 books to 148,000 pretty soon. And then there'll be other publishers coming on board as well. Some of them don't mean anything to me, like we've got something called Constellation, and I can't keep track of all the publishers. As far as reading our books in Braille, there's another option available now, as well as our Read to Go app, and that's a Voice Dream Reader. And they've gotten it set up now where you can read, as long as you have a Bluetooth Braille display connected with your iOS device, you can now use Voice Dream Reader to read the books in grade 2 Braille. Of course, you just have to turn your Braille contractions on if that's what you want. And that's a $10 application. So the other thing that's been happening, and I'm excited about it, although it's more of a long-term fix, is that we are what we call our API, which is what these apps use to interface with our site, is being made more robust. It will have many more features. One of the things that we're really working on, and I don't know when it'll be done, but I think it's within the next year, I'd say. When you go get your book list, you'll be able to see the book list regardless of, you'll see the same list on your iPhone or your Android app as you would if you'd gone to the website. And so that's going to be much more consistent for our members. They'll at least know which books. The way it works now is the bookshelf on Read2Go is total on it's totally separate. It's just whatever you've downloaded to that device. So I really didn't have a whole lot else. Just that those are the main items. There's not always that much new, but are there any questions? Okay, Christy, go ahead. Do you want me to hand you the mic?
I have an iPhone, and I've been trying to figure out how to get the Bookshare app. So could you please describe that for me and for other people that might not yet understand how to do it?
Yeah, I don't want to go into too much detail, but basically what you would do, and you've got a couple of choices. You can use our Read2Go app, or you can use VoiceDream Reader. Now, VoiceDream Reader can handle a lot of different file formats and so forth, and it's $10 as opposed to $20. But either way, what you'll do is you'll go to the App Store, and if you want to purchase Read2Go, it's R-E-A-D, the number 2Go. And so you would basically just install that on your phone. And once it's installed, you basically get it started, and you go to settings, and you actually it'll prompt you for your email and password. So, and once that's entered in, then you've got various options for searching for books. You can search by title, title and author, or just by ISBN. There's several different choices, and there's other ways to look for books as well. And then VoiceDream Reader is sort of similar, but certainly probably you'd want to call our support line. Area code 650-644-3424, and they can walk you through the whole process of using the app. I don't want to go into, yeah.
Oh, hi, Robert. It's Juan. I had some concerns about Bookshare when it comes to scanning materials. I'm a physics major, and I request a couple of books that need to be scanned and put on Bookshare for me to read. The problem is that whoever doing the translation, they do not put all the equations or all the mathematical components of the book, and they only told me that they only scanned the main text with its the main item of it, but the main integral part of physics is mathematics, and a couple of my quantum mechanics books and electrodynamics, they are horrible. Sometimes they're not well edited, and I suggest that, I know it may not happen overnight, but at least in the long run, we need to find a solution to that problem. And I also talked to a couple of other people too. They have that same frustration, and they need to be able to make it acceptable for those like me and many others, mathematics and science major. Thank you.
Okay. A thing, Rob, when you're setting up the app, it's your email and Bookshare password that you want to put in, not your iPhone password or any other password. It has to be a Bookshare password, right? Yeah.
One more question? Okay.
Yes, Tuan, you bring up a very important issue. and I'm glad that you did, because that does remind me of an ongoing project that's sort of getting started. And, you know, I want you to realize that math in general on the Internet has been somewhat problematic in many ways, and what's going to be happening is there is a language called MathML, which is basically math markup language, is what it stands for. And as we move forward, especially with publisher books, what will ideally, the way it's going to work is that when you come across an equation, there'll be a way for you to interact with that equation so that you'll be able to actually take it piece by piece and study it, you know, a little bit at a time. Right now, unfortunately, now scanning is a whole different aspect of it too. That's a little bit of a different issue. But like I said, the good news is, as we move forward, I think with publishers embracing MathML, I think that people are really aware of this issue at Benetech, and it is being addressed. And it everything takes time, but I want you to know that this is something we are aware of and are taking steps to improve. And I think it's going to be very promising.
Rob, I was curious, so you say about these two apps, the To-Go and the Voice Stream. What is the actual cost for joining Bookshare? If you get these apps, is that all you pay? But if a person just has a computer, how does it work if a person wants to join?
Okay, yeah, I kind of, sometimes I forget about the basics, you know, because we've done this a few times. But the basic membership is $25. That's an initiation fee, and then a $50 per year membership fee. And if you're a student, then it's the membership is free, supported by our Office of Special Education Programs, OSEP, they call it. Yeah, and it's pretty, I mean, if you're taking a college class or your adult education or, you know, they try to be, you know, flexible about it. But, you know, from my perspective, I know it's hard if people are on a fixed income, that $50 can mean a lot, but it's giving you access. I guess the only thing I can say is it's giving you access to a heck of a lot of books. And, unfortunately, sometimes for funding, it's not always easy to, to be able to support everything. And that's been the cost ever since the organization was founded. And so anyway, those are the membership fees.
My question is, if there is a book that we would like to have recorded, how do we go about asking Bookshare to possibly consider that book?
On the Bookshare website, it's better if you're logged in, but there's a Contact Us link. And if you choose that Contact Us, there's then a drop-down box, and one of the entries in that list of options is request a book, and just go there, and you can submit your request. There's a form that'll prompt you for the information that you need to tell us. And the more information you can provide about the book, the better. I mean, if you've got the ISBN number, for example, and you may not need all that, but yeah, that's how you do it.
Rob, I want to thank you, as always, for an excellent presentation and the last one on my watch. And anyway, I want to bring on, thank you very much. And finally, I'd like to bring on our incoming president for BRLC, Lena Dawes, who's going to make an excellent presentation, the Braille Bee, and I'm turning this over to Lena. And we'll probably adjourn probably about 10:35 maybe, or a little later than that.
Hi, everybody. Hey. Thank you all for your support, first of all. I'm very excited, very passionate about Braille, as you know. So we can just jump right into this. I think we'll do it the same way people can call out their names when I ask a question. And then that person can answer the question when they're recognized. So the first question is, I'm going to ask something as far as Bookshare, actually, and that's which electronic note taker contains a Bookshare app that you don't have to purchase separately? Mike? Yes? That is correct. Very good. Okay. And now we'll get into some of the contractions. So, while I understand that this is changing at the moment, which word contains both .6 contractions? No, that has... Yes, Roger. He said nationally. The ATION and the ALLY. That's correct. Although it could also be internationally. yeah. So, how would you... it would be easier, although if it's one person only, then... yeah. Yeah, I just can't hear a bunch of people at once and try to figure out who said what, but that's just me. So, yeah, pretty much the knowledge of, yeah. So, when is the start of UEBC in the United States supposed to take place? Did someone? Sorry? 2016, yes. And more specifically, apparently, from what I just read a couple days ago, January 4th, 2016. I know. Yeah, I'm there with you for the record, but so what codes in the US are still being retained and not used under the UEB? Yes, Mike? That's correct. There's another one. Yes, Linda. I think it's being changed. Computer Braille actually is being kind of changed in some aspects, but anyone know? Yes, Roger got it. Music. Oh, you. Sorry. Music. Yes. Braille music notation is still. Right. So, to me, the annoying part of UEB, what contractions are being eliminated? Yes. Yes. Yep. That one too. Yes. Nothing is replacing them. So, so the contractions so far are the that have been mentioned are the ation, the ally, and the ble. No, I don't believe so. No. Yes. Yes. Letters. That's correct. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, you could do that. The ation would, but the ally and the ble, for example, would be spelled out. Right. So I was going to go try to get all of the contractions and then go over the rationale. But the main, excuse me, the main rationale is that a lot of these things they say can be confused with punctuation. No. I know, I agree with you. Right. Yeah, or a D, just like, you know, like disabled, but tabled. Yeah. No, I completely, you know. There's nine, yes. DIS, yeah. Okay, I'm not sure if I remember the ninth, so if someone could help me, that would be awesome. We've got the, I believe the B, con, dis, and com are all B, like con, C-O-N, com, C-O-M, and dis. Yes, 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 I know. Okay. Banna made this decision. The yes, Braille Authority of North America. It's made up of several organizations for the blind and people, and they voted to adopt the UEB. Was it last year or 2 years ago? 2 years ago. They meet in various places around the country. They meet at each other, like at the different organizations. So I think they're meeting at the National Braille Association this time. They met at Braille Institute a couple years back. They move around. I think they had one at APH. Well, yeah, right. It's late to, they've already, you know, made this decision personally. I will say that I do not like it. And a lot of people, I think that's a pretty, yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah, well. Yep, exactly. Yep. So, yes, Mike? I'll repeat it in a second. Go ahead, Mike. Oh, so apparently Chris Gray is still attempting to fight UEB. He's yes, Alliance for Braille Literacy, I believe, is his organization, and he's promoting the use of NUBS, I believe. What is it? Nemeth, thank you. Nemeth Unified Braille Systems. Yeah, I've seen it too. Mike said it looks pretty good. I've seen it too, and it was a lot easier. At least the punctuation wasn't changing. No. So that's what's going on. So it's those ones that I mentioned in the ATION and ALLY and BLE. Yeah. Oh, are they? What they are doing, though, is they're not allowing the and for of them with spaces. They're putting spaces between them now. they're having put spaces between and for of the and with when they're together now. So apparently somebody recently embossed War and Peace in both UEB and regular, or what is currently our English Braille, and it's a 130-page difference, which they called insignificant, which I thought was interesting. Yeah. I don't know who that person was, but that's... So that's what's going on. I can't remember, like I said, the ninth contraction. I did say that one. I'm wondering if it's like ing or something, because it could be confused with the plus or something. I'm not sure what it is. It's crazy though. But anyway, so for now we'll just stick with the. I'm only like mildly familiar with it. I'm hoping to go to a workshop next month and learn all of it. So that's UEB. I know. Anyway, so we can still work on things like how would you write the word ancestor? Ancestor? Yes. Correct. That's correct. I've asking things that I've seen my clients do and stuff. So how about how about belittled? Belittled? No, belittled with a D on the end.
I'm Christy Crespin.
Yes, Christy? Yes. That's right. Right, exactly. No, that would not be correct. Yeah. So, would you write blinded? Well, I unsigned D, E D, yes. B L E D would be bled, guys, not blinded. Yeah. So for that reason alone, I think is the it would form a totally different word. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, that would be. Is it time?
It's about 10:35.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you guys for.
Yes, yeah. John's going to collect yes. for the. And thank you, Lena. Thank you so much. And as past president, you have my total support. And again, thank everyone. I want to thank everyone for the last 4 years of support. It's been really wonderful, and thank you again. And we want to see a smooth transition. And thank you, Roger, for all of your parliamentarian assistance and advice on constitutional and bylaws amendments. And so on, have a wonderful conference and convention, and we'll meet next year. Thank you all very much.